Attention. The MILF and Me podcast contains strong language and open conversations about sexuality, a multitude of lifestyles, and occasional criticism of political fuckery. Keep politics out of your pants, folks. Your hosts Antonio and Diana are not certified relationship therapists. We are cynical assholes with microphones, pretty much like every other podcast. And so with that out of the way, enjoy the show. Oh, look at you taking glamour shots. What are you doing?
This is my mirror.
Okay.
It's like the only way I can see myself is through my camera.
Okay.
It's like I have to have my thumb here to take the photo. I'm using it as a mirror for reals.
Oh, by the way, we're recording.
Okay. Good.
Let's see if we remember how to do this.
I know. I don't even know. Is it like riding a bike?
Is it like riding a dick?
Well, I haven't done that in a really long time. So hopefully it's not like that, because I don't even know if I remember how.
Oh, I'm sure you'll figure it out really quickly. Everyone, welcome back to the show. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute.
So let's recap the audience. First of all, happy 69.
Oh my God, is this 69?
Yeah, we're on episode 69. We left people edging at episode 68.
You're so bad.
Back in March of 2024. We're in 2025 now.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Holy hell. What happened? Time is flying by, isn't it?
No, you flew by.
I did.
You flew by way of California.
I flew the hell out of here. Yeah. So, moved to San Diego in February of 2024. Crazy.
We recorded a couple times in March with the intent of continuing the show remotely.
Yeah.
And then things just kind of fell through a little bit. You were trying to find a life in San Diego. You were trying to get your feet underneath you.
Yeah.
And you did, and I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
And I think finally we're in a spot where we can start doing this again.
Yeah, let's do it.
So out of transparency, it's just a few days before Christmas. Diana's here in town visiting family and me. And we were like, fuck it. Let's get the cameras out. Let's get the microphones out and let's record an episode. And this time really be intentful.
Yes.
Of doing this remotely. I gave you a bag.
I have a little bag, a little go bag with all my goodies, my camera, my mic, all the cords.
Your MILF sign, which I put up right there, but it's going to go into your little bag. And the hope is that we are going to continue the podcast remotely, which honestly, it's going to be fun, but it's not going to be as fun as looking right across the room from me and seeing you with your little pink headphones. Yep.
I know. But it'll be good. I think it'll be good. We have a lot to talk about. There's a lot of things that we need to discuss.
You learned a lot of things in your ventures at West. I mean, you already knew San Diego. Mm-hmm. But when you lived in San Diego over a decade ago, you were married.
I was married.
You were raising babies.
Yeah.
You weren't dating in the West Coast scene.
I was not dating.
And you've got some adventurous stories that we can't fit into one episode, obviously.
I have some stories. I have met some very interesting people, for sure.
That'll be an episode with many parts, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
But let's just kind of get caught up.
Okay, let's go. What do you want to know?
Okay, so first of all, let's do me. Let's do me first.
Okay, let's do you first.
Since you left, I've been doing my movie podcast. I've been raising a toddler.
It's incredible.
Who is literally like a foot taller than when you left.
I know. She's like driving cars and doing all
sorts
of stuff.
She's potty trained. She's speaking. She's singing. She's got potty humor.
She's too big. She's too big.
She's way too big.
Yeah.
And so if she's grown up and developed and matured that much in the short amount of time that you've been gone, what's up with you? What's happened in your life?
Well, I have not grown up that much in that time. But I work for an amazing company in Del Mar and get back on the dating apps periodically. I kind of get on and get off and get on and get off. But it's been good. I'm taking a little break right now currently. Just it's the holidays. It's a busy time of year.
Worst time to date too. Worst time to find somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just focusing on me, my kids, and work, and it's been really good. I've met some really awesome people. Like, aside from dating, like, I've literally met friends on the dating app, and we've become really good friends, and we've maintained a friendship, and I've become really close friends with some of the local comedians in San Diego, which, as you know, is my hobby. I love stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. So I've been going to comedy shows and concerts and things like that. So it's been really good. I actually had my first mushroom journey back in July.
Ooh.
It was amazing. Absolutely incredible. Life-changing, for sure. Yeah, it was guided. It was guided with music and like music designed just for me in order. Like, it was absolutely incredible.
It was like a custom journey.
Yes. It was so good. It was so good. It lasted about 8 hours. You know, some people like to just do their mushroom journey and go out into the desert and like stargaze and go on hikes or whatever. And for me, it was just more of a meditation and getting clarity on a lot of little areas in my life. And it was really good. It changed me for sure. Good stuff.
I love that for you. I mean, like, obviously I miss you. You're my best friend and you're gone, but we talk.
Yeah.
We talk on the phone every once in a while. Mostly we text and send each other funny memes. But
yes.
Now that we get to do this again, like, first of all, we're going to be doing it every other week because once a week is too much.
Yeah,
I think once a week was too much already when we were doing it the first
time. Yeah, I think so too. Like, people weren't able to like keep on track too, which is...
Well, and also when I go back and like listen to some of them when I was like, okay, what did we say a year or two ago? I mean, 68 episodes is a lot.
It is a lot.
I didn't think about it. I mean, I'm like on 180 something on my other one, but that was a year and a half of podcasting.
I know.
And we said a lot of shit.
Well, and we get on tangents too. Like, we would have a subject line and then inside that episode, we would get on these tangents and it would cover so many different subjects. And it became a mess.
Well, the other thing too is we sometimes repeated ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, we forgot what we said.
Yes.
And sometimes we repeat ourselves or contradict ourselves. And that's what I'm extra cautious about right now, because it's been 9-10 months since we've done this.
Yeah.
Like, are we going to say the same stupid shit that we did before? I honestly don't think so, because I think you and I have changed a lot of opinions since back then.
Yeah, we have.
And I think one of the main reasons why is because we got out of that loop of social media that we were stuck in.
Yeah.
Like, we were so desperate for content that we were like diving into the bowels.
That's right.
Of the red pill and the pick me shit.
And our algorithms got so
Algorithms got so fucking toxic from that. And I'm telling you what, it screwed me up as a person, because I started like doom scrolling that stuff, looking for content for us to talk about.
Yeah.
And then it's not that I was going to that mindset, but all I wanted to do was deconstruct and debunk, and I just forgot what the show was about, and that was about having fun.
Yeah, that's
not necessarily talking shit about these douchebags or pick me girls.
That's right. Yeah. And I've realized too, in almost this year, that there's people that want to hear about the experiences, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm not a therapist, and I say that all the time, and I'm not here to give advice, but I do have a lot of life experiences, and I want to, even if it just helps one person, or if one person hears me and they're able to apply it to their life, then I feel like I have succeeded.
Right.
And so that is what I want to do moving forward, is just share experiences. And that could be anything. It could be being a mom. It could be raising three teenagers and what that dynamic looks like, and having a healthy relationship with my ex-husband, and just all the things that goes into life, just life, and trying to date. And, you know, like, I don't want to talk shit on people. I don't want to be cynical anymore, even though I am. I'm always going to be a little jaded and a little cynical. But at the same time, I want people to know that there is such thing as love. There is such thing as being able to find that again and being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been through a lot of trauma, and a lot of people that listen to the podcast and all 68 episodes have learned that I have been in some really unhealthy relationships. It's been traumatizing. And I'm still a good person. I'm not an addict. I'm not an alcoholic. I'm not doing drugs. Like, there's so many times where I could have just gone downhill.
Right.
But I've just pulled myself back up, and you can do that too. You know, everybody can do that.
In full transparency, because I don't want to keep anything from our listeners, this is why I think we're such good friends, and why we're going to be lifelong friends, because I put up with things with you that I probably wouldn't put up with a partner.
Yep, that's right.
And one of the things that was the most challenging for me, but I didn't hold it against you, is like your fickleness over the last year of what you wanted this show to be.
Yes.
If we continued it.
Yes. And this I went back and forth and all over the place.
This is where it got funny, because like it all depended on like if you got into a relationship or you're seeing mm-hmm. somebody and you tell everyone about the podcast. Mm-hmm. So then they listen to it and they might put things in your ear about what they think yep. or what they think you think. And that's where it got hilarious. I was having so much fun because we weren't even doing the show. We were on pause.
Yeah.
But you're like, I want to do the show, Antonio.
Yep.
But we're not doing relationships at all. We're yep. not talking about love. We're not talking about relationships. We're going to talk about like
oh yeah,
being a better person and things like that, or finding only the inspirational things on the internet.
Yeah.
And then like
because people's opinions matter to me sometimes too much.
Too much.
Yeah. So yeah. I would take that and be like, okay, yeah, you're right. We need to do this instead. And at the end of the day, it's ours and we get to do whatever we want with it. And that we can tweak it if we want to. The MILF, I mean, everyone knows what the MILF means, you know, the acronym of what it actually means.
And you've been so back and forth on yeah, that terminology. Totally. I don't want to be the MILF anymore.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I am so the MILF. Yeah. It's like, what? Are you the MILF or are you
yeah.
not?
Yeah. It's like a bipolar thing. I'm up and down. It's like a roller coaster ride. But honestly, like when I talk to people about the podcast, nonchalantly, and most of the time it's not me bringing it up, they find it on their own time
right.
and they listen and they tell me how good it is and how much they love it and they want us to continue it, and oh my gosh, I love this episode, I connected with you so much with that, and then they tell me their experience and their story and it opens up conversation and I'm like, oh my gosh, this really is a thing, like people are listening to this and it's like really changing people's ideas or opinions, or they're agreeing or disagreeing, but either way it's a topic of conversation and that's what I love.
Okay, so I don't want to like backdoor brag or humble brag, but I gotta do it for a second.
Okay, go.
Do you realize that we got more downloads in the 9 months we weren't podcasting than we did for the year and a half that we were actively podcasting? So when you left the show,
yeah,
we were sitting around 9,000 downloads in that first year and a half.
Yeah.
In the 9 months that we have taken a break, probably just because you moved to a city where there's actually fucking people.
Right. Yeah.
And word spreads, we got 20,000 downloads in the 9 months that we wow. weren't podcasting.
Wow.
Now, I don't know how we make this work, but if we can get listens and downloads by not working,
yeah.
I think that's the goal. That's the yeah. dream. So maybe we should only release an episode like once every 6 months
no,
and see how much we
there's get. Way too much. That, you know how my life is. So much happens in a week's time. Like, I can't wait that long. We have to do this every other week.
Yeah. No, yeah. absolutely. I just that's think that's it. So
that's
fun.
Really interesting.
Like, for I sure. Well, so
how fascinating. Like, well, why?
I think you have more stalkers in California than you had here.
Maybe
they want
so.
To know what's going on inside yeah. your mind. Like, I got to do my homework and research.
Maybe
I'm going to listen to the MILF and Me podcast.
Maybe that's good. That's good. It weeds out the bad ones, I think.
Well, didn't you put it on your dating profile for a second?
I didn't. I never did.
Oh, you never did. No. I thought you did.
But oh, that's going to come.
Maybe I suggested
soon.
It for you. It's
you
like,
did.
Hey, you should put it on your dating profile because yeah. that's free publicity for the yeah. show.
I'm going to do that. Yes. Moving forward. Yes. That's going to be a thing for sure. But I know I haven't done it.
I think what I want to know the most about your time in San Diego mm-hmm. is you have dated a few guys. Mm-hmm. When I say for a significant amount of time, let's say like a month or longer, right? It wasn't mm-hmm. just like a couple dates and then.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I saw someone for a couple months. Yeah.
Right. One of the things that you were kind of telling me about the difference between guys out there and the guys out here mm-hmm. was the. I don't know, like the idea that you are a valuable person, that your time, your energy is worthwhile, not just I'm going to pick you up, take you to dinner and hopefully get laid kind of thing, which is the mentality out here, at least for the fuckboy culture.
That's right.
Well, for one, they got more money out there. Mm-hmm. You also have more things to do, more resources, more yeah. entertaining things. So is that what it was? Was it just, did it seem more important and valuable of your time because there was more to do and more money being spent or more access to things that we don't have here that got you excited about these guys? Or were they genuinely cool to start and then just kind of showed their true colors later? Because you would tell me like, oh, we went here, we went here, we did this, we did that. And those things don't exist in Salt Lake.
Yeah. So time in California, in San Diego, is more valuable.
100%.
Because people are working, we're career driven. And not only that, but there's traffic and commuting and travel involved.
There's
and
an investment so, to
there's an investment
to
in time.
Get to where you're going to see a person.
Right.
You better make it fucking worth my while if That's I'm going to drive an hour and a half to get to you.
But not you better make it worth my while, but more like I vet guys longer than I did here.
Okay.
Because it takes time and effort on my end to go through all the motions of maybe freshening up after work. I mean, because I live and work so far away that it's like most of the people that I meet live closer to where my office is.
Right.
I work in Del Mar, which is right on the coast, and I live inland. And so I would mostly go after work to meet people for like dinner or something. Sometimes occasionally a lunch in the middle of the day, but that wasn't very often. But my point is I would take more time getting to know them in texting or phone calls, maybe even FaceTime, which only happened a couple times. And if I felt like there was something there, that is when it was like, let's make plans.
Right.
Let's make this happen. And then that time is valued. And then it's easy to take a walk on the beach. It's easy to watch the sunset. It's easy to do those things. It's really romantic and like it's really intimate, but there's no intimacy because your clothes are still on, right? Like it's not that type of intimacy. It's a emotional and mental intimacy, which is nice for a change. Utah's just a lot different because so many people are suppressed here. We've talked about this a million fucking times. And I just feel like people are rushing. You know, the men in San Diego, there are definitely a handful and plenty of men that want to rush, and same with women. But for the most part, I've been lucky enough to meet the men that are patient and they want a quality, healthy relationship just as much as I do. And so there's no rush in that. And we kind of pace ourselves. And that is where the value comes in for sure.
I like that. Also, the fact of the matter is that like what you said, you are just a person of the coast.
Yeah.
You all the time post like, I'm not going to sit in traffic for 2 hours. I'm going to go walk on the beach until traffic dies down and then go home. Like you're just more at home there. I have no idea where I'm at home at. Like right now, this is home because it's where my kids are. It's where like my friends are. But I'm not out hiking the hills. I'm not out snowboarding and skiing and stuff like that. Yeah. But I guarantee you, if I was on the coast, I'd be walking the beach. 100%.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm not surfing. I'm not doing any of that stuff. But same with me. My home is where my kids are.
Yeah.
You know, like we could really live anywhere. But my kids are really happy and everybody is just beaming from ear to ear to be living on the West Coast. And, you know, life is a little bit different. It's fast paced. It's very crowded and you just have to plan your day and your life and your errands around it.
Yeah. It's not like, oh, we're just going to go across the street to the grocery store.
No, like you have to kind of plan. Yeah. Cause it's like high traffic. Like it could take half the day to get just a couple errands done. So,
okay. So what are some of the things that you miss about Utah besides me?
Besides you and your sweet family. So the reason I came out now, like just a few days before Christmas, is because I started getting homesick for Utah for the seasons. I do miss the fall, the winter. I do miss the snow. I know
which
that
sounds
crazy.
There's no snow right now.
There's no snow right now. There is snow in the mountains, but I do miss that. I mean, when you know, there's winter months in San Diego too. The temperatures drop. It's really foggy. I actually had a 6-hour delay coming into Salt Lake from San Diego because the visibility was so bad.
Right.
So we do get that fog coming in off on the coast. But the snow, I mean, I can handle the snow for about a month, like the month of December, and then I'm done with it. I'm over it. So I don't miss the snow, but I do miss the seasons for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I miss that. I miss going to events. I used to be able to just go to any event I wanted to at the arena and see concerts.
Being able to do that through you.
Yeah, seeing
so
shows.
So I miss that.
Yeah, the entertainment side of it. And then, you know, there's a familiarity of seeing people. I mean, I used to hate running into people I knew everywhere I went.
Mm-hmm.
But there is something about that in Utah. Like, there's a lot of friends here. I have a lot of friends here. I know a lot of people. And so sometimes I miss that. But I actually do love that about San Diego, knowing I can go anywhere I want and I'm not going to run into someone I know.
Right.
It's kind of a love-hate. I wouldn't say that there's any, like, restaurants that I totally miss or anything like that, because we just have amazing food out there.
Yeah, you've got the best food scene. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So mostly the seasons and people.
You can buy wine in the grocery store.
You can buy wine in the grocery store. Yeah.
You can buy the weeds.
And there's a dispensary right down the hill from where I live. And so that is incredible. So edibles are my thing. I don't drink as much anymore, actually, at all. But I love edibles. And yeah, life is good. Feels good.
Good. Yeah. That makes me happy.
Yeah.
You know, I think one of the things that I definitely miss about you being here is the fact that, like, my little weekly group therapy sessions with you.
Yeah.
That really kind of sucked you going away, because I don't really have anyone else here that I can have these kind of conversations with.
Yeah.
I do have some really close friends, but all we talk about are movies or music and stuff like that.
Not real stuff.
If I try bringing up real conversations, they get instantly bored, or for some reason it turns like political and I hate talking about politics.
Oh God. Me
especially
too.
In this election year. I mean, you know what?
Yeah.
I think it's actually a good thing that we did not have the show during like all the craziness of the election. Not that you and I are super opinionated on politics, but the fact that it was just in the air, anything you say will get translated into something political or opinionated. And that's never like my intention.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm glad that we chose to not do the show that time. And now, if we do talk about stuff like that, I think it's going to be probably in the spectrum of relationships or dating profiles.
Yeah.
Because I think now it's impossible to have that kind of conversation with somebody or a relationship with somebody and not have something about that come up. Like, it's going to be a thing. And you and I are pretty much on the same page where it's like, dude, as long as it's not your life, I'd give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm always on the fence when it comes to the politics. Like, I see both sides. I always have and I always will. So.
Right. And
that's how it is.
If you're an asshole, you're an asshole. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, and if we can be cool, then we can be cool.
Yeah. Well, the idea is to just not be an extremist with anything.
Well, and the idea is too, is like, we shouldn't be thinking about it 24/7.
Right.
Right. I got enough problems with fucking going to work.
Yes.
And gas and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, good catching up in that sense.
Yes.
So this is now the part of the conversation where we figure out, what are we going to do with this show? Like, what are we thinking these episodes should be like?
Mm-hmm.
I know that we still have listeners out there, obviously, because we had 20,000 downloads in the time that we were off and more people are discovering the show. I think when you left, we were at the peak of getting like feedback and listener input that was helping direct episodes and guide episodes.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the direction that we'll take eventually, but it's going to take us a minute to get there.
Right.
In the meantime, are we talking about social media bullshit? Are we talking about things on the news? Are we talking about reality shows?
Mm.
Or are we just going to get on the mic and just fuck around until we figure out
It's like what we did tonight. I didn't know what we were going to talk about. You didn't know what we were going to talk about.
We haven't really said anything either. We've just been catching up.
We're catching
up more right now than we did eating dinner for the last hour.
That's right.
So
I think a little bit of everything. I mean, I have some things to say for sure.
But we didn't want to do it right out of the gate.
Right out of the gate. Right. Exactly. So I'm getting everybody primed and prepped.
Lubed.
I have some things to say about just everything. Like, human psychology is so, I'm just so fascinated by it. And there are unhealthy people out there trying to look for healthy relationships. And it's just, it's like an oxymoron. It just doesn't work. Like, you have to be healthy if you want a healthy relationship. So there's a lot that needs to be talked about there.
Well, we also talked about there's people who aren't healthy, but by appearing healthy.
Yeah. And you can figure it out after 3 months.
Right.
Like 3 months. Is
that what it is? It's the 3 month rule?
It's the 3 month rule. And that's like the magic mark, I feel like. Sometimes it's 2 months. Some people call it a season, right?
Yeah.
But there's definitely some things that need to be talked about and discussed. And yeah, high expectations and just all these things. There's just so much. So we'll get it down.
I think one of the things that's interesting too is the flash in the pan of internet celebrity. Because people that we talked about on the podcast for that year and a half, they're gone now. Like, there's so many people that we talked about that don't have a platform anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
They got on there and they made a big fuss about men and women, relationships. And it wasn't even all about relationships. We were just bringing people onto the show that we were found interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
And in the 9 months that we've been doing this, they don't have shows anymore. They don't have platforms anymore. They just disappeared.
Crazy.
It's crazy. I think the fact that we're kind of neutral in that we're not being super opinionated or caustic for an audience.
Yeah.
I think that'll help.
Yeah.
Because it seems the people that are kind of like neutral in the middle are the ones that have like the long-standing listener and viewership. Is the people that come in, they're like fucking hot.
Yep.
And they create a big stir and then they can't live up to that expectation or their bullshit falls apart and then they're gone.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think we outlasted them.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's great. And, you know, there's a lot of little reels that we've been sharing over these past 9 or 10 months. And I would love to promote certain podcasters and certain people on social media because they have such strong, beautiful messages that they're sharing that I would love to help promote that, not like to give us the spotlight, but mostly just to say, I support this. Like, this is real stuff. These people are not therapists either. However, for the people that don't have access to healthcare and access to therapy, like, watching a reel on Instagram and that's giving a good message can seriously help somebody. And that's kind of what I want to do as well, is just be that person.
I think that at the end of the day is the channel that a lot of people are finding a lot more success or longevity in is staying positive.
Yeah.
We've seen the negative people kind of just drift away. Well, people get tired of it.
And the world is so negative. In a shitty, negative place right now. And people are scared and, you know, like the politics and wars and all the shit that's going on in the world in general. Like, we just need to be a safe place.
Right.
Basically. That's what I want. So.
Community is something that I've thought about a lot lately. And I never really thought about community because I really don't fit in with my neighbors that are all a little bit different than me, you know?
Yeah.
I feel out of place in the state too, you know? Just, you know, the things I like about my lifestyle aren't really, I'm not going to say they're not embraced, but they're not easily accessible. Like, we can't get the weeds here.
And right.
You know, you can get a drink, but you have to kind of jump through some hoops and you can't get stuff on Sunday. Like, there's lots of things to it too. But the community aspect where it's like finding people that have similar interests, but also the idea that if something does happen, like you can turn to your community and turn to your neighborhoods. For me, what I've really kind of focused on since you've been gone is looking into the community of like people with special needs, you know, because my son who has autism is 14 now and I see less and less support in his school system. Just because funding's going away and things like that. So like being a little bit more involved with the community for him is something that I've been really looking into.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, because he's going to need it. Like, he's 14. In a few years, he's going to be an adult.
Yes.
And without that social group of school, what do you do? Yeah. I don't want him just to be in the basement on an iPad all day. I want him to be able to like meet people and have similar interests. So that's one of the things that I've been kind of focusing on too is you know, what do I do? I mean, we have teenagers.
Yes.
You have a kid who's fully grown now.
I know. My oldest is going to be 20 in February. It's crazy. But yeah, I think I love that. And just like you said, if we can build a community with this and, you know, just be a safe place for people to come to us with things maybe they want us to talk about or get our opinions on certain things and discuss it on our podcast, that would be awesome too.
Well, and have laughs too.
Yeah, we gotta absolutely. Have the All the time we have to have laughs. Yeah.
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 It's hard because like this is an emotional conversation because I haven't seen you.
I know.
In almost a year.
I know.
And so kind of laying the groundwork of what we want to do. So, you know, one thing I can say is that, you know, once the YouTube channel, it's been up, it hasn't gone away,
mm-hmm.
and people are still watching episodes, you know, so when Love this episode it. Drops and people are watching it or listening to it online, the MILF and Me Instagram still exists.
It's there. Every now and then I post Facebook stuff. Yeah, everything's there.
So getting the message out that we are coming back, this is the opportunity for people to kind of tell us what they liked the most about what we did before.
Yes.
And maybe what they didn't like before, and then use yes. that as the groundwork of what we want the thing to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, it's like, I miss you. I need you in my life. I need to have this one-on-one yeah. with you, even if it's over like a Zoom call.
I miss you too. I miss you too. I miss our fans too. Like we had
some really great fans that yes. like, they're sad that we
I know.
Took a break.
I know.
And we made a lot of false promises. We'll be back soon. Oops.
We're here. We haven't We're here. Left. We're here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So that'll be like our call to action.
Yes.
Is like reach out to us on the MILF and Me Instagram page. Mm-hmm. The Facebook page is still there, or in the comment section of the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know what you like, what you maybe didn't like about the previous 68 episodes. And then we can have a better understanding of what our audience really wants, because it's easy to go back to the old stuff, but I don't yes. want to do all that old stuff anymore. I want to do something a little bit more.
Right.
Less. Astringent
right.
with all the toxic stuff that we found.
Yeah, it got redundant for sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes, we
and
got it.
I got a list of episode names that I've just been sitting on and I need to use them because if there's one comment that I get the most from listeners or people that discover the podcast,
yeah.
it's the names of the episodes.
Yeah, it's so good. We have some good names.
The one I get the most comments on was the Fuck My Work Wife.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That one got a lot of views, didn't
got
it?
Got a lot of views. Yeah.
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 50 Milfy Shades of Gray.
Milfy Shades of Gray, absolutely. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So, anyone, this was more of just like a kind of, we're coming back, call to action episode. Yeah. You know, maybe it might have been a little bit boring. Mostly, we just want to let you know that we plan on coming back very soon yes. and going to every other week. And who knows, we might have like a special a one-off in there. But yeah, this is coming back. Plus, I have all this shit that we're recording on. I can't let it not go to you.
I just have to get things set up on my end, and we'll be golden.
I mean, just. Take your little OnlyFans setup that you have and just turn it into your podcast.
I wish it was that professional.
Your little $20 ring light from Amazon.
My
you know.
Ring light. Oh my God. I never used it. I'm going to use it though for the podcast. So I'm glad I have it.
Podcast. All right. So everyone, thank you for watching, listening, giving us a chance of coming yes. back. And like I said, stay tuned for more. And we will see you very soon. I love you.
I love you too.
And the next time I see you, it'll be through like a Zoom call.
I know.
But
it's going to be crazy. We can do this.
We can do this. Everyone does it.
Everyone does it.
All right. I'll see you later.
All right.